Humidity levels briefly dropped off yesterday, and now we are starting to see that trend reverse, though gradually today. So it's a little bit muggier across eastern New York and western New England, and we will continue to see those humidity levels climb over the next couple of days. We'll also see climbing temperatures as we make a run at 90 degrees both tomorrow and again on Thursday. High pressure is in control of our weather. That area of high pressure now is slowly working its way through our area and is drifting off to the southeast. And as it moves to the southeast, that'll put us on the western side of that high, allowing for south and southwesterly wind flow, and that is going to help to bump up temperatures and humidity levels over the next couple of days. So moving into tonight, it'll be a little bit muggier than last night. That means it will not be as cool. Overnight lows will be generally in the 60s across eastern New York and western New England. There is the likelihood of some areas of fog as the night moves along. And some of that fog will linger into tomorrow morning, but it'll burn off. We'll see partly to mostly sunny skies across the area tomorrow. Now, humidity levels will be a little bit higher than today, so you'll feel the mugginess more, and you're also going to feel the heat more as temperatures come up close to 90 degrees across much of our area. Now, later tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening, there is the chance for at least a few pop-up, kind of isolated thunderstorms. Most areas should avoid any rainfall during the day tomorrow. It'll be a different story on Thursday, though, as a cold front draws closer. That will increase our chances for showers and thunderstorms, so more of us will see rainfall on Thursday. It'll be another warm, very humid day, with daytime high temperatures well up into the 80s to near 90 degrees. And again on Friday, that front will finally work its way into our area. So with the front nearby, obviously there's that chance for some more showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures on Friday will be quite warm again, running in the 80s to near 90 degrees. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with areas of fog, muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, hot and humid, chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, high in the upper 80s to lower 90s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of fog, muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, hot and humid, chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, high in the upper 80s to lower 90s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of fog, muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, hot and humid, chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, high in the upper 80s to lower 90s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of fog, muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, hot and humid, chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, high in the upper 80s to lower 90s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, hot and humid, high in the upper 80s to around 90. And on Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers and storms, humid, with highs in the 80s to around 90. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.